Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. This is Alicia Marie, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Comics Review. That's right. We review everything pop culture. What? That's right. Today, among all things, we're talking about Prince Harry. He's coming to the U.S., girls. We're talking about Donald Trump. What? You're hired. I mean, you're fired. We are talking about, let's see what else. We're talking about Shakespeare, people. That's right. We're talking about the newest version of Hamlet. We're reviewing that. And Taming of the Shrew, my favorite Shakespeare play. And we're talking Brad Pitt. Is he cheating? Isn't he cheating? What? And guess with who, maybe, according to my sources. And we got a big old slate. And everything elections 2016, pay attention to that, and you are in like Flynn. All right. So let's get started with this review. And I pledge to you, as the host, Alicia Marie, that this is going to be, I know we haven't done this in a while, but we are starting again, and it's going to be weekly, every week now. This is going to be a show that's every week. Big things are happening in the process for Comics Review Pop Culture. All right. You can find it on Periscope. You can find me on Mixing Up Comedy. And I'll remind you at the end. But Mixing Up Comedy on Twitter and on Facebook, Alicia Marie. And what more can I say? So let's get this party started. Let's talk about my favorite. Oh, and I want to add one more thing into the loop. Ryan Phillippe, hot boy. No, he's not married yet, thank God. All right. All right. So, yeah, he has a new movie. And I want to talk about this little old movie called Young and Dangerous. Little known movie. You can find it on, I'm going to talk about Bloodlines too. We've got a lot of movies to talk about today and TV shows to review. And What Says the Heart. So, but yeah, Young and Dangerous, you can find it on Amazon Prime, get a free membership, watch it. It's a cute little movie. Good perspective on that. So anyway, before we go into movies, I got to talk about Prince Harry, girls. Yes, that's right. He's coming to the U.S. Prince Harry is coming. I think he's going to be in Atlanta or something crazy. He's doing this, such a good guy, right? Hot and a good guy. I'm part royalty. I could end up with him. No, I'm just kidding. As someone told me, everyone can trace their bloodlines back to the royal family. So nothing new. So ain't going there. But my last name is Claypool on one side. So, for those who know, no. People. Oh, yeah. Prince Harry. Oh. Okay, I'm back. All right, Prince Harry. Yep, he is such a great guy. He is starting a charity, the Olympics, but for people who've been injured in the war. Because, he fought in Afghanistan and everything, right? And now he's starting, the paraplegic kind of Olympics, which is awesome. Or you don't have to be a paraplegic, I guess. It can be anything. But the thing is, starting this, and it's coming to Atlanta. And it's going to be great. Now, pay attention to that. Google it. Find it, like, for more information, how to support it, if you want. But the thing is, he was at a preschool. Such a great guy. And you got to feel sorry for him. I know, right? He has millions of dollars. Trillions. Old money, babes. But you got to feel sorry for him, right? Not really. But I do feel sorry for him because for this one thing only. It's because he was, how can I say it? Well, he's at a preschool. I mean, he's fourth in line from the throne. And if anything should happen to William, his dad, and then William, Prince William, I think the way it works is that the son, correct me if I'm wrong, like Prince William's son would become king before Harry. I mean, something bad would have to happen. Like, so say, like, the only way he could become king is, like, if they all just died, in, God forbid, and I'm not wishing this upon anyone, but if they all just died in a plane crash, those two kids, like, Harry or William, and then the two kids, the princess and the little prince, if they both should die, God forbid, and I'm not wishing it on anybody, but then that's the only way Prince Harry can basically become king. Unless, like, for some weird reason, Prince William abdicates. And he's like, I don't want it, and I don't want my kids to have it, so it's all yours, Harry. Which I sort of see happening. But, so that could happen, too. No more evil death talk for the hottest prince. Oh, so he said he was at this preschool or something, and this little, they were asking questions. And he was like, this little kid was like, will you be king someday? Out of mouth of babes, right? And he was, Prince Harry was like, well, I don't know. I don't think so. It'll take a lot for that to happen. Now, there's going to be a side note in there because he knows that Diana or Prince Charles really wasn't his dad. Because if you ever see who could have been his dad, that Diana was accused of having an affair with, then you know, like, Princess Diana, sorry, Princess Di. Then you know that, yeah, Charles wasn't his dad. So I was like, that's not going to happen. But he went up and then was like, the little kid was like, I want you to be king. I love you. And Prince Harry went up and, like, high-fived him, and I think he gave him a great big hug. And he's like, I love you. It was so cute. I had to watch the video, so find that video if you're a fan of Prince Harry. And I would have been like, me too. I hope you are too. But yeah, so side note, like, he probably knows not much of a chance because he's probably not even his real dad, as they say in Ireland. But such a cute story. Had to share that with my girls out there. Everybody listening. So now there's a side note. Like, I was talking about my other hottie, Ryan Phillippe, whatever, just hot boy. I was talking about him because he is doing a movie that went straight to video. And this movie, I'm trying to go there. This movie, or it went to Redbox, I don't even think, poor guy. It didn't even get a wide release. But I think it's called Inside Eye. Look up Ryan Phillippe on IMDb, and you'll find it. But it's called Inside Eye. And it's such a great, the eye inside. I'm going to read you a little bit. It's called The Eye Inside. Now, here's a little bit about it, no spoilers. When Simon awakens in the hospital after surviving a near-fatal accident,
Amnesia has erased the last 2 years from his memory. He learns that his brother is killed. He has married a woman he doesn't remember. Okay, so spoiler a little bit. But you know what? Frick! Great, like, great shot of Ryan. And so, I mean, I don't think they give away too much. That's a synopsis. Sorry, people. Now, it looks like a great movie. Now, these are also the movies that people have watched. That if they've watched in they've watched Stop Loss because of Ryan Phillippe, Felipe, whatever. Stay. Space between, I love this, in a space between desire and fear, between reality and illusion, between life and death, lies an alternate world that is brought to life in the mind-bending thriller Stay. Now, this came out in, like, 2005. It sort of got lost in all the movies. Some of those movies that didn't get a lot of play. Find it. But even the thing I don't like about Amazon Prime, I gotta say it, people, is that with Amazon Prime, now I got a free membership, so that's great. I got a year free because they messed up my account. What? Yeah. But if a movie, you can type almost any movie and find it, but half of the movies are that are just not known are, like, on here, and you're like, and then, like, a movie like The Eye Inside says, how do I watch this? It won't let you watch it. Now you got to rent it. So you pay $100 a year, but then you got to rent these all these other movies for, like, $2.99 or something. But no, it's not bad, but there's no deals. Amazon's all about making the money, but they also help inspiring filmmakers. So, woo, woo. All right. But, now how I found this movie, The Eye Inside, is a long story. Not because I'm the biggest Ryan Phillippe, whatever, fan ever. It's because, well, I gotta say, it's because, well, it's because I was looking at this movie, Young and Dangerous. And I was just flipping through because I had nothing better to do on a Friday night or something like that. Maybe it was a Monday night. Yeah, let's go with that, Monday night. It was a Monday night, 100%. Because who does anything on a Mondays, right? I was flipping through the movies, and that movie came up. So I was like, oh, it looks good. It's a romance, and it's about this guy who's in a gang. It's not really a gang. It's like a jazz gang, and they just party and crap. But he's a leader in a gang, sort of like a Grease kind of thing, but they don't do nothing bad. It's like the Outsiders, but not really. So it's a romance, and no spoilers, but this guy is like, I was in love with this girl, and that's what the movie's about. Sort of like She's All That, but set in the 1950s. Well, this great actor, Mark Damon, not Matt Damon, Mark Damon, no relation, I don't think. He's a great actor, and I've seen him in some other things. He was in Beauty and the Beast, and that's a great movie if you want to show your kids. And this is a great movie, too, Young and Dangerous, if you want to watch a movie that just retrospective of the 50s, a nice, simple romance, back when guys were guys, and there was no bullcrap. You know, it was just innocent and fun, and well, maybe not so much for the females, but, you know, life was simple. So that's what this is about. Not so much a family movie, but Beauty and the Beast, the 1960s version, is good. Find it on Amazon Prime, both free. So I found it, watched it, got obsessed with it, because that's what I do, because I'm a comic, because I have OCD or something like that. Obsessive compulsive disorder, and I have ADHD. But, so I just get, like, totally, oh, I gotta watch it until I can't watch it anymore, until I know the movie inside and out, and I know everything that's wrong with the frickin' thing. So that's what happened now. It's like, I'll watch this scene, but I can't watch the whole thing. Anyway, I love it. It's great. It's a feel-good movie that will make you happy. Don't let my obsessive compulsive ways to tear you from watching this movie. But no, he's Mark Damon, and he's actually acting still. He's like 80 something years old, but he's acting still, and he's a producer, and I think he's the only one from this movie, Young and Dangerous, that's actually still alive. No, I can't say that. But that's actually, I like it so much, I gotta say this, I probably would love to do a remake of it, or a reunion show of it, a reunion movie. I can't do that, but, like, what happened to them after? Like, they probably got divorced, and but everyone does, like, 10 years after, or maybe he cheated on her when he was in med school or something, going back to school, and blah, blah, blah. And then he got divorced. No, they didn't get divorced back then. That was only in Hollywood. They couldn't do that. They just had kids. And I'd love to do a remake or one of those things of the movie, like, what happens, like, then they had kids, and then their grandkids or something, because they're, like, 80 years old now. Their grandkids fall in love with these people, and they weren't supposed to, but they get fall in love because it's opposite sides or something, and the parents, grandparents just don't understand about it, and it's like, but then their parents have to say, but you were okay. You got married, and your parents hated you, blah, blah, blah. Then, of course, they live happily ever after. Because I like those kind of movies. Who doesn't, right? Who doesn't like the movies? Because life sucks. Kidding. Oh, look, it's Snoopy time! It's 3 o'clock on the West Coast, and Snoopy's coming out. Yes, I have a Snoopy. We're still from Christmas. And, yes, I have my Christmas Snoopy still up. Every hour is a Snoopy Christmas song. Let me dance. Alright, there you go. That's me singing. Not a good picture. Yeah, so, anyway, people, that is that. Snoopy! I love him. He's done. No more Snoopy time. What? Alright, well, Snoopy is Snoopy. And, anyway, so that's my spiel on Young and Dangerous. Great little movie. See it, check it out, and check out Sleeping Beauty. Or Sleeping Beauty, I'm sorry. That's a new one that just came out. Not Sleeping Beauty. We have like, oh God, I have like only 10 minutes left. I have so much to talk about. Beauty and the Beast, sorry. Check out Beauty and the Beast too. And Belle and the Beast, if you want a good, if you're a Christian or whatever, check out Belle and the Beast. Great, innocent movie. And I watched again until I couldn't watch it anymore. And I was like, nah. But sweet, some great moments. Life isn't like that. Romantic life, at least not for me. Anyway, still, here's to hoping, kid. Here's looking at you, kid. Yeah, that's my Casablanca. That's my Casablanca impression. Here's looking at you, kid. Love that movie. All right. Well, guess what? It's almost time. 5 more days, I think, until Bloodline comes out on Netflix. Gonna have to re-amp my, or whatever it's called, amp, whatever. Resubscribe to Netflix and actually pay the money because I'm a cheap Jew who only makes things for free. How can you say free? Sorry, Marty. That's my cat that fell off my lap. Being mean to anybody. Hello, people. I do not want to lose you.
All right, because technology, I can move with my phone, because it's not
1980 anymore. We're not strapped to the sideline. Yes, I'm old school. We're not strapped to, like, a cord in the phone. I can move and still talk. Woo-woo! Anyway, so we're charging the phone while I'm talking in Hollywood, live from Hollywood Studios. What? All right.
So, that's Bloodline. If you haven't watched the episode one, season one, watch it. It's a great TV series on Netflix. Oh, my God. Be prepared. You're like, what? It's addicting. I was, like, binge-watching, but I was only watching an episode a day. Had to do it. I had to do it that way. It was so good. And What Says the Heart, or When Says the Heart, it's a great TV show, too, on the Hallmark Channel with Lori Loughlin from Fuller House. What? Yeah, but it's a great movie about a little coal mining town, a little romance, a little too Christian-y, but that's okay. So good. I think that's coming out. They just ended their second season or third season, I think. And that I've been to watch. I was just like, boo, 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 boo. Wanted to know. I think it's the second season on that, too. So. Two, hopefully, on Netflix. And The Voice season finale coming up, people. Oh, my God. I have had the same guy on The Voice for 36 days. Leaf, I think his name is. Oh, like since the very beginning, he's on my thing. Like he's a top eight. Can I pick him or can I pick him? I hope he wins. Let's check it out on here, people. Let's check it out. Let's go to The Voice. Oh, I don't know if I'll lose you. Let's hope not. I'm not losing you, am I? Can you hear me? Anyone out there? Anybody out there? Oh, God, I hope I didn't lose you. Okay, maybe I lost you. No, I didn't. Okay. So this is The Voice. This is The Voice. If you want The Voice. Yes, 60 days. I've had Laugh, L-A-I-T-H. Don't know how you say it. Name. And the next show is in... 1 day, 1 hour, and 45 minutes. Yes, I'm a geek. I have the Voice thing. But that's my only one. April 15th, you had to terminate. And you had to, like, put in. I forgot, and I lost everyone except him. So 66 days and counting. I hope he wins. Keep voting for him. He's hot. But I want a girl to win, too. I mean, he's not hot. Ugh. He's, like, so not hot. Yeah, so from L.A., not hot, but he's a great singer. Peace out. All right, I'm over on that. Let's see, going back, Jack. All right, let's see, going back to the call, trying to get on speakerphone, because we got limited amount of time on Blog Talk, rightio. At the very beginning, why do they use an English accent, people? All right. Welcome to Bold Talk Radio. That's right. All right. Let's see. Okay, well, that ends my review things. That ends any review items that I've had for this week. So go watch. Oh, Hamlet. Got to talk about Hamlet. Got like 5 minutes, and then we'll blitz the election. And Brad Pitt. Hamlet. There's a new version of Hamlet from Canada. Saw it at my little indie theater here. Great. Oh, my God, 90 seconds. All right, well, go see an indie, people. Brad Pitt, anything Shakespeare, love it. I want to do a remake of Taming of the Shrew. Want to be in it. Boom. All right, people, sorry. Brad Pitt's cheating, supposedly, with Marianne Cotillard. What? Because Angelina's a bitch, and Brad Pitt's a cheater. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Right? All right. All right, 60 seconds. The pressure is on. All right, Trump. Hired, fired. What the frick? I don't know. And tell him not to choose. That's I don't want him to lose because I don't want Hillary, anyone but Hillary. I want Bernie, but I'll take Trump. Yeah, people. All right, that be that. I guess I'm going to have to do an hour show. Big things in store for this show from now on.
Follow me on Mixing It Up Comedy at, you know, follow me on Mixing Up Comedy. I'm comedy on Twitter, Alicia Marie on Facebook, and Trump sucks, but I hope he doesn't choose that bitch of a woman that McCain chose, because Sarah Palin is an idiot and will make her lose. All right, because it'll make her lose. All right, make him lose. And I want Trump. I want a wall. Ha-ha. Joking. But what, no one is not a racist if you vote for Trump. You're not a racist. Vote your heart, people, and do all you can for Bernie. All right. Peace out. Hired, fired. Love you guys. Love you for Mixing It Up Comedy, pop culture. That's it for tonight. Bye-bye. Thank you all for listening.